Hi friends, this is nature recordist Lang Elliott. Welcome to The Hermit Thrush, an episode of the Music of Nature radio podcast series. A brownish bird recognized by its spotted breast and reddish tail, the hermit thrush is found in northern forests as well as mountainous regions in both the east and the west. Of all our native songbirds, the hermit thrush has one of the most exquisitely beautiful songs. Beginning with a clear whistle, each song ends with a musical jumble of notes. Individual males have several different songs in their repertoire, and usually cycle through them all before repeating a pattern again. Listen now as a number of songs are slowed down and lowered in pitch so that you can hear more fully the singular beauty of the melodies. Extraordinary, such delicate beauty and complex layering of notes. Now for something fun. I've pitch lowered and time stretched several songs, and then isolated portions and reassembled them to create a little composition, the Hermit Thrush Jingle. I think it would make a great ringtone. It's not hard to see why poets and naturalists are united in their praise of the hermit thrush's melody. At once tender, serene, ethereal, and ecstatic, there is a solemn religious quality inherent in the song. Hermit thrushes also make other sounds. A common call is a sharp chirp that is thought to signify arousal or alarm. Yet another call is a nasal questioning way. Scientists don't know what the way calls mean, but I often hear them at dusk, shortly before the caller retires for the night. Rarely heard is the hermit thrush's flight note, which sounds like the peep from a spring peeper, a tiny frog. Flight notes are often given during migration and can sometimes be heard at night as thrushes fly over in the darkness. I imagine that we all agree that the hermit thrush has a beautiful song. Lucky are those who live where they sing. I would like to close with one of my favorite recordings of this extraordinary bird, a lone male hermit thrush, calling and singing at dusk in early June in the Adirondack Mountains of upstate New York, with the distant chorus of spring peepers sounding off in the background. This is Lang Elliott of the Music of Nature. Thank you for joining me as I celebrate the voices of the natural world.